Let me start with a number, because this one has stuck with me for my whole flying life. 178 seconds. That's just under 3 minutes. It's about how long it takes to boil an egg. It's the length of a decent song. And according to a study that's been kicking around aviation for decades, 178 seconds is roughly how long a non-instrument-rated pilot has to live after they fly a perfectly good airplane into a cloud. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we are going to talk about the emergency nobody plans for, the one that doesn't start with a bang or a warning light. It starts with the ground getting a little hazy, it starts with you squinting, and then it starts with the horizon quietly disappearing. Let's walk through this together, because this is one you can actually train your way out of before we go further. A quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. Learning to fly is a long road with a lot of milestones, and it's nice to have something in your pocket that says you did the hard thing. aviationsoul.com. Go take a look now. Let's talk about where that number comes from, because the history matters. Back in the mid-1950s, the University of Illinois ran a study. They took 20 pilots who did not have an instrument rating, regular VFR pilots, the same as most of the people listening right now. They put them in a simulator, and they had them fly into simulated instrument conditions, into the soup. No outside reference, nothing but the panel. Then they measured how long it took before each pilot lost control of the airplane. The average across those 20 pilots was 178 seconds. The fastest one lost it in 20 seconds. The one who hung on the longest made it to 480 seconds, so a hair over 8 minutes. But the average, the number that got burned into aviation forever, was 178. And here's the part I want you to really sit with. It wasn't that these pilots panicked and did nothing, it's that they did the wrong thing, and the airplane rewarded them for it in the cruelest way possible. Here's what happens physiologically, and I want to explain it, because if you understand the trap, you can beat it. When you can see the horizon, your eyes are running the show. Your eyes are honest, they tell you which way is up, and you fly the airplane against that reference without even thinking about it. Take the horizon away, and your body switches over to a backup system it was never meant to fly with, your inner ear. The little fluid-filled canals that tell you about balance when you're walking around on the ground. The problem is those canals lie to you in flight. They sense change, not steady state. So if you roll into a gentle bank slowly the way you would in a turn you didn't mean to enter, your inner ear can completely miss it. You feel like you're flying straight and level, but the airplane is banking. And a banked airplane doesn't hold altitude. The nose starts down, speed builds. Now here's the killer. You glance at your instruments, you notice you're descending and turning, and you pull back on the yoke to stop the descent. But you're in a bank. Pulling back in a bank just tightens the turn. The nose drops more, the speed builds more, the bank steepens. That right there is the graveyard spiral, the spiral dive. It is not violent, it doesn't feel like an emergency, it feels smooth, it feels almost gentle, right up until the airplane comes apart or hits the ground. The pilots in that Illinois study weren't fighting a wild bronco, they were being lied to by their own bodies, one smooth degree of bank at a time. So that's the enemy. Now let's talk about how you survive it, because this is the whole point of the segment. The single most important thing I can tell you is this. The emergency does not begin when you enter the cloud. The emergency began earlier on the ground, when you made a decision, and the best emergency procedure for VFR into instrument conditions is the one where you never get there. The Airman Certification Standards, the ACS, the standard your examiner is testing you against, talks about aeronautical decision-making and about self-assessment for exactly this reason. Continued VFR flight into instrument meteorological conditions is one of the deadliest things in general aviation, and it shows up over and over in the accident record. It kills experienced pilots. It kills instrument-rated pilots who let themselves get low and slow and boxed in. This is not a beginner's problem. This is a human problem. So the first line of defense is honest weather planning and honest decision making. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The airplane does not know how much you want to get home. The airplane does not care that your family is waiting or that you took the day off or that the hotel is expensive. It only knows physics. And get there-itis, that pressure to complete the flight, has filled more fields with wreckage than almost anything else. If you're scud running, following a lowering ceiling, watching the visibility drop, telling yourself it'll get better around the next ridge, you're already in the emergency. You just haven't admitted it yet. The move there is to land, turn around while you still can. Put it on the ground at a nearby airport and buy a hamburger and wait. Nobody has ever died in a diner. But let's say it happens anyway. Let's say the haze thickens faster than you expected, or you're on top of a layer that closes underneath you, and suddenly the world goes white. The horizon is gone. Now what? Now we run the procedure, and I want you to memorize this because when your inner ear starts lying to you, you will not have the spare brain cells to invent a plan. You need it already loaded. Step 1. Trust the instruments, not your body. Your body is the enemy now. Whatever your inner ear is telling you, ignore it. Your eyes on the instruments are the only truth in that cockpit. Say it out loud if you have to. The instruments are right. I'm wrong. Step 2. Level the wings. Look at your attitude indicator. Put the little airplane's wings flat on the horizon line. If you're flying with a turn coordinator, center it. Wings level first, before anything else, because a level airplane cannot enter a spiral. Wings level is what breaks the trap. Step 3. Set a cruise power and a level pitch attitude and let the airplane fly. Do not chase the altimeter. Do not yank the nose around. Small, smooth pressures. The airplane wants to fly straight and level. Let it. Step 4. Make a standard rate, 180-degree turn, and get back out the way you came in. This is the heart of it. The clear air is behind you. You just flew through it 30 seconds ago. So execute a gentle, coordinated turn, a standard rate turn, half a needle width, or the standard rate marks on your turn coordinator, and hold it for 1 minute. 1 minute of standard rate turn is exactly 180 degrees. Roll out, and you should be pointed back toward the good air. Level the wings, trust the instruments, cruise power and level pitch, 180 out. That's the whole procedure. 4 steps. Let's talk about that turn a little more, because it's where people hurt themselves. The instinct is to turn fast, to bank hard and whip it around because you're scared. Don't. A steep bank in the clouds, with your inner ears screaming at you, is how you enter the spiral you're trying to avoid. Standard rate, slow and smooth. 3 degrees per second, you have time. Even in that terrifying study, the average was nearly 3 minutes, and those pilots weren't running a procedure. You, running this procedure, with the plan already in your head, have far better odds than they did. And use the heading indicator or your compass to time it if you want a backstop. But the cleanest way is the clock, standard rate, 1 minute, 180 degrees. Wings level, you're heading home. Now let's add 2 more tools, because you don't have to do this alone. First tool, the autopilot, if you have one. A lot of the airplanes flying today, even simple trainers, have at least a wing leveler or a basic autopilot. If you blunder into the clouds and you've got that button, this is the moment it earns its entire cost. Push the button. Let the machine hold the wings level while your heartbeat comes down and you figure out your turn. There is zero shame in that. The airplanes with the very best safety records are often the ones where the pilot let automation take the workload off during the scariest 30 seconds. Second tool, talk to somebody. Air traffic control. If you're in trouble, if you've lost the horizon and you're not instrument current, you key the mic and you say it plainly. Declare an emergency. Squawk 7700 if you need to. Tell them you're a VFR pilot in instrument conditions and you need help. They will give you headings. They will give you the nearest airport with better weather. They will clear the traffic out of your way and they will talk to you like a calm friend because that is literally their job and they train for exactly this. Nobody is going to violate you for saving your own life. The paperwork, if there even is any, is a problem you get to have because you're alive to fill it out. I have never once heard a controller be anything but helpful to a scared pilot in the clouds. Not once. So let's put this into a real scenario, because that's how it sticks. You're a fresh private pilot. 200 hours, maybe less. Beautiful morning, you fly to see family 2 states over. Everything's perfect. On the way home in the afternoon, there's a layer of haze the forecast kind of mentioned but didn't make a big deal of. You press on. The visibility is dropping, but you can still see the ground, sort of, so you tell yourself it's fine. Then you fly into a patch where the ground and the sky are the same shade of milky gray, and there's no line between them anymore. Your stomach does a little flip. The airplane feels fine, but your eyes have nothing to hold on to. Here's where the 2 versions of you split apart. The version that didn't have a plan starts to feel the airplane bank, doesn't believe the instruments, pulls back, and 178 seconds later, it's over. The version that listened to this show, or listened to their instructor, or ran this on their last flight review, does something different. That pilot says out loud instruments, levels the wings on the attitude indicator, sets cruise power, level pitch, rolls into a smooth standard rate turn, holds it for 1 minute, and flies right back into the clear air they came out of. Then they land at the nearest airport, hands shaking a little, and they call it a day, and they get to tell that story for the next 40 years. Same airplane, same weather, same pilot even. The only difference is a plan and the discipline to trust the instruments over their own bones. So here's your practical takeaway. The thing you can actually do on your next flight: go up with a safety pilot or an instructor, put on a view-limiting device, the hood, and practice this exact sequence. Have them put you in an unusual attitude, then you recover on the instruments level, the wings, set the pitch, standard rate, 180. Do it until it's boring. Do it until your hands know it without your brain. Because the day you need it, your brain is going to be very, very busy being scared. And you want your hands to already know the way home, and build the habit before that. On every flight, ask yourself the honest question about the weather. Not, can I probably make it? Ask, what's my out? Where do I turn? Where do I land? At what point do I quit? Decide that on the ground, with a clear head, where the pressure can't reach you. The information today comes from the classic University of Illinois research that gave us that 178-second figure, from the FAA's guidance on aeronautical decision-making, and from the airman certification standards that ask every one of us to know our own limits before we ever leave the ground. Fly the airplane. Trust the panel, and if the horizon ever disappears on you, remember the good air is behind you, and one gentle minute of turning will take you back to it. I'm Pattern. Keep it right side up, and I'll see you next time.